Thank you. temptation one for each provoked to sin, and this is a death of knowledge. For the same reason, how can we speak of many natures? Hence my Amazonian multinaturalism, a sort of ethnographically grounded proof of concept, of the argument according to which, if anthropologists were more than willing to accept a bloated universe, when it came to cultures, and who can hear a binding argument that appeared in the page of Emily Anthropology by Hegel. If anthropologists are more than willing to accept a bloated universe when it came to cultures, then in the name of what exactly would one forbid them to go for bloated, that is called multiple, natural universe as well? Why should we have to go for an orexic universe when it comes to nature, if we're willing to accept an obese cultural universe? Or a multiverse, to recall the celebrated concept of Peter James. As some will observe in that already mentioned paper, in many works that further the ontological program, the metaphysics of representation is shown to be more efficaciously shuttled by means of the ethnographic description of the counter metaphysics than by internal demystification to which the postmodern criticism was adapted. In the particular case of the Amazonian perspective, which, lest I forget to remind you of this, was consubstantial to a certain economy of the person, in Solomon's sense, consubstantial to a certain economy of the person, where the position of the self was metaphysically encompassed by that of the other, the potential fine, the enemy. In that particular case, the problem of ethnographic authority was completely overtaken, or perhaps sublated, i.e. forgotten by incorporation, by the ethno-anthropology or indigenous metaphysics of alterity. But the question somehow remains. Can we do with ontology what we did with culture, namely, having one ontology singular with a small, with a capital O, and many little ontologies plural with a lowercase O, just like we have culture? Should we do this? Can we do this? What is it, by the way, what is a grammatical number of ontology? Is it a count now, to begin with? Or is it over some sort of mass now? Does it accept an indefinite plural, or must it be inflected only in a tuple form? For instance, as in anthropomorphic versus anthropocentric ontologies, as I sometimes imagine, there are only two. Does it accept a powerful, a greater powerful, a trial, perhaps a quadral number of inflection? I suggest you consult the Wikipedia, because I discovered this nice little term in the Wikipedia. This is a type of plural in different languages. Languages have plural for four things, or three things, or two things, and then for many things, different suffixes. What kind of number has ontology? As in this scholar, case, for instance, ontology is a quadral term. It accepts only four instances. There are only four ontologies. There must be only four ontologies. So it's a quadral beast, not a tuple beast or a trio beast, or indefinitely many beasts. It is a quadral beast. Not to mention, of course, they already mentioned post plural, comparative, fractally multiple, scale independent, moving target like ontology deployed by Sweden anthropology, with which I am aligned, and which is a sort of a metaphysical methodological targets by the Dr. Wu, people called Dr. Wu, if everyone is familiar with this absolutely English object. But which is a sort of ontological TARDIS, partial connections, is a little book that is much bigger inside, just like TARDIS. And, again, is it ontology better employed as an adjective rather than a substantive only? We can talk about ontological questions, but not about ontologies. This is all open questions. Yet again, do ontology behave like widgets? Impenetrable solids that are solipsistically withdrawn within their own intransferability, as or as Jensen and Morita, our two colleagues, writing about Japanese anthropology, suggest do they show, I mean, ontologies, do they show a wealth of, I quote, complex interplays through which different ontologies are often easily interfering with each other. Ontologies are never hermetically sealed, but are always part of multiple engagements, end quote. I find it impossible to disagree with this statement, of course, but I would just add that sometimes it may be pragmatically, i.e. politically, vital to describe ontologies as intractable sets of presuppositions that are aggressively contradictory with one another, and or as crossing one another in the pre-space of chaos without any mutual interference whatsoever. There's no reason not to have context in which you must, let's say, rigidify, solidify ontologies. Let's call it a strategic subtlety, strategic ontologies. As Holbrook has remarked in the same vein, in ontological turn, the word turn ends up being more important than ontological. For a turn has many more senses than that of a change of direction, a shift towards a better, brighter paradigm, an anthropological city upon it. It may mean the act, and I'm quoting from my Mac dictionary here, the word turn may mean the act of moving something in a circular direction around an axis or point, as in the turn of a screw. And in an important sense, what we have been advocating was essentially an ontological turn of the epistemological screw, a methodological tightening up of our ethnographic descriptions, precisely, which, rather than allowing us to discover new things about the other, on the contrary, mark the limits of what can be known and then said about that other. It also meant turn, as in, I quote the dictionary again, an opportunity of obligation to do something that comes successively to each of a number of people. And in this sense, the ontological term is the turn of the nature, the act of making room for the other. Yeah.
senhor viveu no Brasil entre 1973 e 1975. Qual sua missão junto à embaixada francesa?
Eu era adito militar.
O senhor fazia trabalho de informação?
É isso que os aditos militares fazem. Todos eles se informam sobre o que pode interessar a seus países e, sobretudo, as necessidades do país no qual servem, do ponto de vista do que podemos vender a eles.
Naquela época, a França já vendia armas ao Brasil?
Claro. Havia muito tempo existiam adidos militares no Brasil. O chefe era do exército, mas havia um da aeronáutica e um oficial da marinha. O Brasil tinha se interessado pelos aviões franceses fabricados pela Société Dassault, o Mirage.
Em seu livro, há um capítulo em que o senhor narra os cursos de interrogatório e informações a oficiais no Centro de Instrução de Guerra na Selva, em Manaus. Quais eram suas atribuições?
Eu dava aulas nessa escola militar, que tinha sido instrutor das Forças Especiais do Exército Americano no Fort Bragg. Fui nomeado instrutor dos paraquedistas da infantaria americana em...
Laroye! Laroye, Xue, Amujubá, Xue, Kentipô. Laroye! É uma vila mavango, é com Pessoeia, é com Pessoeia, é uma vila mavango. Potoriou algum alabejataió, patacuriu, geste, geste, merruntó. Aê, abaixa, e logum, e, e, e. Aê, abaixa, logum, e, e, a.
Aê, abaixa,
e logum, e, e, e.
Aê, abaixa,
e logum, e, e, a.
Aê, abaixa,
e logum, e, e, e.
Aê, abaixa,
e logum, e, e, a.
Aê, abaixa,
e logum, e, e, e.
Aê, abaixa,
e logum, e, e, a.
Aê, abaixa,
e logum, e, e, a.
Ô, Chiaro! Ô, Chiaro, adecco che mai, ho. Ollo paranguace, osho senni paracura. Ollo paranguace, osho senni paracura. Ya, Toto! Ya, Toto, a jiberu uma fomando de omono luni obalu aê! E lemba aê, meu gato é só! Lemba aê, meu gato aê!
Yeah. Eu, Ossanha.
Eu,
Ossanha.
Eu.
Iambuquerque, em Goiamim, pequenininho, mafilecó. Iambuquerque, em Goiamim, pequenininho, mafilecó.
A prova of this constitutive paradox
is
fundamental principle of what we call escape. It's all over. Always leave a way out for the people. My creation here came from different strategy and your position. But the Deleuze describes the concept of the other, the twin, which is not the old. He described the concept of autrui, other. I repeat here what I wrote in the relative dictionary of this dictionary now as well. What the lay's name is, autrui, is less a concrete, already actualized other as against the self, than the structure that makes exist both the self and another. This structure is that of possibility. Autrui is the possibility, the threat of the promise, of another world contained in the face of the other, i.e. in its perspective. In the course of social, interaction with a concrete other, that world must always be actualized by itself. The implication of the possible, which is the other, is explicated by me. This means that the possible goes through a process of verification, that entropically dissipates its structure. When I develop the world expressed by another, it is so as to validate it as real and enter into it. I say what the other is expressing is a real world. I'm part of it. Or to falsify it as unreal, and then, if I'm an anthropologist, to explain why this is the case. Deleuze indicated the limiting conditions that allowed him to determine the concept of the other in the following terms. Concentrate on, freeze frame your description at the moment in which the expressor still has no existence for us beyond that which expresses it. The other as the expression of a possible world. Period. Anthropology can make good use, I think, of this advice. Maintaining another's values implicit does not mean celebrating some nominal mystery that they might hide, but rather amounts to refusing to actualize the possibilities expressed by indigenous thought. Choosing to sustain them as possible indefinitely, i.e. neither dismissing them as the fantasies of others, nor by fantasizing ourselves that they may gain their reality for us. The deleted moment in which the world of the other does not exist beyond its expression transforms itself, in the case of anthropology, into an abiding condition, that is, a condition internal to the anthropological relation, which renders the possible virtual. Anthropology's role, then, is not that of explaining the world of the other, but rather of multiplying our world. I quote, filling it with all those things expressed that do not exist beyond that expression. End quote. In other words, do not explain too much. Do not try to actualize the possibilities immanent to others thought, but endeavor to sustain them as possible indefinitely. This is what permanent means in another of my bombastic proclamations, namely, the definition of anthropology as the permanent decolonization of thought. That means that we should neither dismiss those possibilities, should neither dismiss those possibilities, the fantasies of others, nor fantasize that they may gain the same reality for ourselves. They will not. Not as such, at least, only as other. The self-determination of the other is the other determination of the self. Let me return here to the one or many wolves title of last section. In a crucial passage of the homonymous chapter of A Thousand Plateaus, the Lisengota here evoke the childhood dream of the wolfman of Freud and Faith, remarking how, although the dreamer mentioned to Freud a pack of wolves appearing to him in his dreams, Freud could only see one wolf, the wolf in general. The wolf is as a static concept, not as a dynamic become. I quote the passage where Elizabeth A. comments on this, the clear blindness of Freud. The wolfman kept saying, there were many wolves, and Freud only could only see one wolf, one big wolf. I quote, the wolves never had a chance to get away, they saved their back. It was already decided from the very beginning of Freud that animals could serve only to represent coitus between parents, or conversely, be represented by coitus between parents. Freud obviously knows nothing about the fascination exerted by wolves and the meaning of the silent call, the call to become wolf. Wolves watch, intently watch, the dreaming child. It is so much more reassuring to tell oneself that the dream produced a reversal, and that it is really the child who sees dogs or parents in the act of making love. Freud only knows the idealized wolf or dog, the castrated or castrating daddy wolf, the dog in the kennel, the analyst bow wow. End quote. We haven't there, I think, as anthropologists, I'm afraid, that particular situation. They give us a pack of wolves, we can see only one wolf. We already know what we are seeing before seeing it. When a shaman shows you a magic object, a medium gets possessed, a sorcerer laboriously constructs a voodoo doll, we only see one thing, society. Be it belief, power, fetishism, but we already know what's in it, the society. As David Kopenhauer, the Yanomami shaman, scathingly observed, I quote, you whites sleep a lot, but you dream only of yourselves. Analyzing that remark would, as a tool, the force of reverse anthropology would take me too far, and I can't apply for that. It's not a
Yeah.
pé direito.